The Great Game of Business presents Get in the Game, the Interactive Guide. Copyright 2013, The Great Game of Business Incorporated. Written by Rich Armstrong and Steve Baker. Read by Steve Baker. Introduction. When practicing the great game of business, the breakthrough comes when companies shift from focusing on an event, a bonus plan, financial literacy program, etc., to using the great game as an operating system to run their organization. The great game is a system, a pattern, a strategy, a way of thinking. If you want to fully leverage the power of the great game, you must treat it as a system and persistently work it. The purpose of this guide is to help you learn and implement the system. Think of it as summing up the concepts in the book and arranging them in a specific, practical, working methodology. Get in the Game, the Interactive Guide, is told in the form of one factitional entrepreneur's journey. It's one story based upon scores of firsthand accounts of real implementations. We've learned through the years that the best way to teach the game is by sharing stories, our own as well as thousands of practitioners who've been there before. The guide provides tips on getting started with Great Game as well as insights on how to sustain it and make it stick. The goal is to share with you all the tools, resources, tips, stories, stumbling blocks, pitfalls, solutions, and understanding necessary to successfully implement the Great Game. We want to share everything we've learned. The challenge, of course, is putting more than 30 years of lessons into one book. That's where the interactive part comes in. You can access the tools and the resource center at www.greatgame.com/gigguide, GIGGUIDE, and use the login code GGOB20. Get in the Game, a practitioner's story. He was staring at the dog-eared, tattered paperback poking out of his carry-on. He'd read The Great Game of Business years ago and told himself that if he ever had a chance to run his own company, he would run it this way, open book. He thought about this as he jostled around in a minivan cab from the St. Louis airport to his hotel. The van was crammed with his entire management team. They were chattering with excitement. It was the first time they had ever all traveled somewhere together. The Fall National Gathering of Games Conference started in an hour. Randy's company had been started 30 years ago. It consisted of three divisions: on-location services, dry cleaning, and emergency restoration services. His father had built it up from nothing and had run it for decades in a classic style, command and control. Last year, when Randy finally bought him out, he did so with a mixed bag of emotions: excitement, opportunity, freedom, and the oh-hell moments when he thought about how the buyout left the business so leveraged financially. Now that it was his, Randy often felt a rush of realization as to why his father ran the business with an iron fist. Surely his dad was somewhere in his bass boat laughing. Randy knew it was time to do something, and today was the day. He was excited about the gathering. He'd heard the practitioners who had been meeting at this conference for over two decades, sharing best practices, talking about their experiences, discussing what worked, what didn't. They had even created an all-star award to recognize the best of the best. That was all well and good, Randy thought, but all he wanted was a chance to really see how it worked in the real world, to see how somebody had applied it, how somebody had taken the ideas from the Great Game of Business book and adapted them into his or her own business and culture. He'd heard a lot about open book management and just knew it was the answer. He'd read articles in The Economist, Inc. magazine, Wall Street Journal, and The New York Times that lauded the benefits of financial transparency. As Randy was soon to learn, he was in for quite an eye-opener at the conference. He was about to learn that people who practice the great game of business and really leverage the idea go far beyond just opening a company's books.